Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Shout out to Stevie. She's dancing. Jeff's dancing. Landfill got new headphones. A lot going on today, man. We're hoping to track down Wendy for a Wendy Knows Sports segment at some point. It's bye week. Bye week content, baby.
Marcel Nate's going to join us
at 11. Torrey Smith joining us at noon. Blaine Bishop at 1 o'clock. But I got to turn it over. Let's check in with the stream. We're up on the stream. Come join us. Who was first today, B? You got any guesses?
Choop.
Tay W says, good morning. I say good morning back. Good morning, everybody in
what
the stream.
Up, Tay?
Good morning, everybody in their cars, driving around, listening. We appreciate you. Jeffrey asked me a question in the break, and now I want him to ask Brian.
All right, so I want you to understand what I foreshadowed this question with to JP. I said, don't get mad, because I know it's a topic that you just want to be away with.
I'm not getting mad, and maybe we haven't entertained this. It's a bye week. Perhaps it's a good time to entertain it.
Yeah, so you know how everything is clearing up with the logo, right? I think it would be a good idea. You know how other teams have their alternate jerseys? If we brought back the Redskins jersey, because it don't say Redskin on it, and it pays homage to the team before it was the Washington Commanders. But I'm thinking about it, I know it's going to stir up more of the bring the name back. But
well, I've been seeing that all over the social media. Like, people are putting all kind of stuff out there that no one is really talking about.
So I think it's important. I think it's important for at least the four of us, and I don't know that everyone agrees with me here. And I've been highly critical of the Montana Senator Steve Daines for what I think is largely just political behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to credit Senator Daines because he voted for the RFK Stadium bill to move forward, right?
Yeah.
It appears they only need Now they got to get it attached to a spending bill. Roger Goodell and Josh Harris were on Capitol Hill yesterday. I talked to some folks that saw them in various meetings, that there is a lot of momentum. Things are going really well. They need to get Chuck Schumer to attach this to the spending bill to get done before Christmas. Like right now is a serious push. Then you still got to deal with the city, and we know that Mayor Bowser's on board. Right now is like they might need another drive, but they're in the red zone for sure, as far as it goes with Capitol Hill.
Get that thing, the diesel. He's going to get it in.
Right, get it in for sure. Now, here's the thing that folks are kind of running with is that
they say bringing back the logo.
The logo. Okay.
They're going to pay homage to the logo.
Right.
People have taken that to what they want it to be.
Totally. Now, this came from Senator Daines is from Montana. The logo's from Montana, right? The Blackfeet Indian Native American group. And he wants to represent them because they're from Montana. That's great. He's met with the Harris group.
Yeah.
The family, the Wetzel family that made the logo, the grandfather's long passed, but the grandson, they've met with them. They've honored the logo. There's a brass statue. I don't know what you would call that. An installation, if you will, of the logo at the stadium. Now, did they make a mistake with the Daryl Green when they were retiring his jersey and they kind of photoshopped away the logo on the T-shirts they were selling? Yes, they acknowledged that and they're moving forward. But what is happening to me, Brian, I don't know if you agree, the video everyone keeps circulating is from November 20th. People keep acting like it's brand new news. It's not. This is what Senator Daines said on November 20th, and it was after he voted to move it forward.
Uh-huh.
So he's no longer withholding his vote. There's no longer any procedural parliamentarian maneuver for him to slow this thing down. And now, for the senator, it's good politics, certainly. I think he wants it for the people of Montana and his constituents, sure, but he also gets to be the guy, hey, stop this woke stuff, bring back the old Skins logo. And I just think people are, you because you've created a political football with this thing, the people that, Jeff, I'm guessing, Jeffrey, you want the logo back because it's dope and it's iconic and it's something we grew up with, right?
Now, when I say I don't want the logo back as like the primary logo for the
right.
team, I just said, you know how they have...
Instead of like the black uniforms.
Yeah. Or
that would be the alternate.
Yeah. Or like if we play on Thanksgiving, if we play on Christmas and it's a Cowboys game, those be our alternate uniforms for like special games. I just think it would be, you know, dope like, alternate.
You didn't even notice that the name wasn't even on the jersey, right?
I didn't. And what really made me go back and check is I seen something on the internet and I was looking. I was like, that's not right. It don't say Redskins. So then I was like, hold on, let me go back.
Yeah, the NFL shield right here.
Yeah, and it's nothing right there. So yeah. I was like,
so
it would be dope.
I think you could go back to those jerseys, and I think you should. Honestly, I'd just go back to those jerseys for the like the red and the burgundy and the white.
Yeah,
like
I don't
I guess my point is I think people are trying to extrapolate what they want in this logo conversation.
They said pay homage to the logo. They never said anything about bringing the name back. And that's I just saw like three or four things this morning. But then when you go and you dig into the profile, you find out exactly who those people are. Those are the people that have been saying stuff for the last two to five years. And they're the same people connected with all the other stuff, talking about how many people on the signature and things like that. So you see what you're dealing with. So ultimately, I know what's been public and what's been said, and what they're saying is not what's been said.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I think, like most things with this Redskins logo, name, all this, it's been co-opted by people outside of the area looking to score political points on both sides. Get rid of the name and bring the name back. It's a whole bunch of nonsense. I do think there are a lot of actual fans that love the old logo, myself included. I love the old logo. Mm-hmm. I used to hand-draw it during school. Like, it's a part of my life, right? But I still don't think it's coming back. I think people are just in this weird wishful thinking thing that it's coming back. That doesn't mean they can't continue to honor it at the stadium, at a new stadium. It doesn't mean that maybe they – one thing I firmly think is when they show old footage, like – or when
– when you show old footage, you show old footage is what it was.
Right, but there was a while where they were trying not to do that, and the NFL was trying not to do it, and it seems like that has turned a corner, and I applaud that.
But I don't understand why you're trying to stop what was.
I mean, you can't
change it. You can't do something from when Bobby Mitchell was playing and Riggo was running and put a damn W on the side of the helmet. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I think the ultimate thing is we all claim we're adults, but we can't act like it. When we're talking about something that was, you can talk about what was.
Well, here's what I can tell you. Like, I've been to the NFL offices, and they have this, like, wall of every team. And for a while there, there was just very little on the Redskins wall because they didn't want to have the stuff from the past. I imagine they're going to redo that. There is a world where you can walk and chew gum, where you can recognize they've changed and move forward, but still honor what is a really iconic franchise with a ton of iconic moments. And I think that is the path forward. And I think, unfortunately, a lot of people will glom onto that and say, oh, bring it all back, do this, do that. And I think I frankly don't believe that's going to happen. I'd be cool, though, if there was a situation, like whatever those Denver uniforms were last night. I thought they were kind of terrible. But, like, you see it with New England. They wear the red with the Patriot on the helmet. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you see, I think when the Eagles wear their Kelly greens is an awesome look.
Yeah.
If there was a world where Washington got to wear, if you could get rid of the black uniforms and then have just the real Redskin uniform and you wear that twice a year, I'm all in. I don't see it happening, but I'm all in.
They haven't lost to them black uniforms this year. People going to want that to stay.
Jeff, would you want to get rid of the black uniforms or the old Skins uniform?
I would.
Okay.
I would. I can't lie. I would.
Open the phones.
Or the white uniforms.
Press the button. Open the phones for that.
I'm saying, like, people fall. Listen, man. People fall in love with what's right in front of them most times. Cause like last year, and I think my Devon sent me something about this. He said last year people hated those uniforms. This year they love them.
The current
black
Commanders. The black ones.
Yeah.
I liked the black ones when they came out. The ones I don't like the white. Because it looks like the Arizona Cardinals or the Louisville Cardinals. Like, I think the best move they could make, you can keep the big W.
You know my whole mindset, though, brother.
What's that?
I can give a damn about what uniform they have on. You win the football game, that's all that matters.
Do you care about bringing the logo back?
No.
Do you think they will?
Listen, I said this before, and I'll say it now. People get mad at me if you want. I played for family pride, my name, and my teammates more than I played for anything else. Because let's be real. If you're playing just for a name, you can never play when you go to another team, can you? If you're playing just for a name, how you drag it from high school on? What is the one thing that I take with me everywhere? Self-pride, right? So I gave that everywhere I went. And whatever came after that, it wasn't because of a name. It wasn't because of a color. It was because that's who the hell I am. And the person that's paying me, I'm going to make sure I'm the best Brian Mitchell I can be. And I think most people think like that. But it gets it.
Most people that play.
Most people that play think like that. But I'm saying, let's be real. We can sit up here and make it what we want to make it. But you start liking something because they win with it.
Sure. When I think people like the current uniform look, everything way more now than they did this time last year.
Hell yeah.
3-10
It changes, but you know, but there are a lot of people out there who can give a damn about that name. It's all political.
I agree. I think this specific issue with the logo, you got to ignore probably 90% of what you hear and think about what the team has actually said. And Harris said, we're never going back to the old name. And people want to make this giant jump. They're like, oh, well, if they're bringing the logo back, go back to that. Or they're going to become the Warriors, this and that. I don't know. I don't know what will happen. I don't truly believe the name is coming back. I'll let folks check in real quick. If it meant getting rid of those blacks and you get the old Skins uniform two games a year, let me know what you think.